word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Ephesians, and we're continuing a study we began actually several weeks ago. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can go to our website at www.considerhisword.org. And there at the website, you can find all of our programs. Just click on programming, and there you'll find all of the programs and all of the programs in this series. Now, this series in Ephesians, we began talking about the churches of the New Testament. And certainly the church at Ephesus was one of them. And we've talked about all of them at Galatia, the region of Galatia, at now Ephesians. And we're going to look at the other ones at Philippians and Colossians, and then, of course, the church at Thessalonica. Paul went through this region, starting all of these churches. In Acts 16, verse 4 and 5, he said, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily." And so Paul was starting these churches. Many of them he started with help. He wasn't alone. He sometimes went with a team and went with several. They went from city to city starting these churches. Some of them just took a short time. Some of them, they were there for several years. Now, as we go through these letters, Paul wrote back to these churches, had something to say to all of them. And I believe that the things he said to those churches back then are relevant for us today. So I hope you'll join us today as we continue in the book of Ephesians. We'll begin in chapter 5. While you find your Bible and find your place in Ephesians 5, I'll remind you again about the website, considerhisword.org. Go and check out the website. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us, I'll send you a little pocket prayer journal. We've been giving many of these away, and we'd love to get one to you as well. These are just little pocket books where you can write down prayer requests and keep a track of when people ask for prayer and keep a track when God answers prayer. All you got to do is write to us. The fastest way is simply by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can contact us through the website, or actually most write to us here at the Big Cypress Reservation. So our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, as we've gone through this little book of Ephesians, one of our key words was the word walk. And in fact, early in the book, he spoke up to them about walking in unity. And this was a church that was unified. They were doing very well here at Ephesians. They did have some controversies and they did have some opposition, but God helped them overcome that. And the church is doing great. And so he talked to them about walking in unity. We covered these things before, walking humbly, walking with grace toward each other. He talked to them about walking in purity over in chapter 4. And we've covered these. He said, told them to walk in love and then to walk in the light and then to walk carefully, or the Bible word is circumspectly. Today we're going to pick up in Ephesians chapter 5, where he talks to us about walking in harmony and what our role is. And what we're talking about is just being able to get along with each other. I'll tell you what, in some families, you'd be amazed at how difficult it is for them to get along. And so he speaks to them about submitting themselves to one another first. I'm going to go ahead and read this. I'm going to begin back in verse 18 in Ephesians chapter 5. He said, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, and he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord does the church. For are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." And then right away, first verse in chapter 6, he speaks to the children. He says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, listen, God established the home, and God established the order of the home. In this passage of Scripture, I know it gets attacked so many times, speaking about equality. This verse is not about equality. It's about the role of each individual in the home and living in harmony with each other. And so he speaks directly to husbands and wives. He speaks to parents and to children. And then toward the next part of this chapter, he speaks to masters and servants, or we could say bosses and employees. But the whole foundation of all of this is that we submit ourselves to each other. It's in verse 21, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. This means letting the other one go before you and take the step ahead of you and let them put others in front of yourself. Remember, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And so when we follow these roles and when we obey them, we see that we have a harmony not only in our life, but also in our work, in our families, and in everything. Now, listen to what he said about bosses or about masters and servants. He said, "Servants, obey them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart unto Christ. Not with eye servants as men pleasers, but as the servants of God, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And your masters do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him." Now, certainly in the Bible, there was a relationship between masters and servants that we don't have so much today. But when I read this, I can see it being applied to working for a boss. And that we ought to do the best that we can and do it like it we're working for God. I'll tell you what, if you begin to live your life for the glory of God instead of for yourself, it's going to change your life. And I've been in those places. I've been in workshops, and I've been in metal shops, and I've been in stores where I've worked, and people are just miserable. Now, I was, until I began to understand that I'm not there to work for myself. I'm not there to work for that boss. I'm there to work for the glory of God. And it makes all the difference in the world. And so when we submit ourselves to our bosses, and do what we ought to do and put our heads down and work for the glory of God, it's going to change your life. Now, all of these together have to do with living together in harmony. God established the home. He established the order of the home. And so he, in his word, expects us to obey these things, not to argue about them and to fret over them. And if you understand them correctly, you know, I always hear complaining and griping about, oh, wives submitting to yourselves to your husband. And I think that's important. But you realize in this same passage of scripture, it says that the husbands ought to be willing to die for their wife. He didn't ask the wife to do that. He asked the husband to do that, to be willing to die for her, to willing to die like Jesus died on the cross. And so the whole principle here is in serving one another and in helping one another and putting the other individual first. In our churches, we ought to do this, that we put others before ourselves. We get so caught up in ourselves and what we're doing and how important I am, and it's all about me. When you go to church, you ought to go with a different attitude. Oh, so many people have such a hard time finding a church because they're trying to find a church that suits them, that pleases them. When you go to the house of God, you ought to go with the idea and with the mentality of helping someone and of serving someone. Now, let's start at the beginning here. It's important that you just go to church, first of all. The Bible says you ought to be in church. And while we do grow and we do learn and we get encouraged and we have fellowship, but you see, we ought to go to church with the idea of helping someone else, of being an encouragement, of helping someone through life. Perhaps the young people, Bible speaks specifically about widows helping the young women. Oh, how our churches need men who will rise up and mentor young men and teach them how to be a man and teach them how to work and how to have a family and mentor someone. But when you go to church, he said, submitting yourselves to one another. So go submitted to each other, so that you can serve them, not just to be served. You realize that's what Jesus showed us? Remember in the upper room when Jesus picked up the towel and he went around and washed the disciples' feet? He became the servant. And rather than trying to throw your weight around and be the boss or try to hold some position, go and see how you can serve. Maybe it's by teaching a class. Maybe it's by singing in a choir or singing in a worship group. Maybe it's even by helping the pastor mow the grass or in some other way like that. How can you serve the Lord? And so Paul is encouraging the people to live together in harmony, to just help each other. And we do that by submitting ourselves to each other, not throwing our weight around, not going in like we're the big boss and that we're in charge, but by helping each other. Our time is gone for the day. We're going to continue this study, so join us next time as we consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.